Hi everyone, my name is Leo, and I'm here to give a presentation on our recent geography field trip. We visited a modern dairy farming operation to analyze the inherent challenges of the industry today. When we arrived, I expected to see a small, traditional setup, much like the pictures in our textbooks. However, the sheer scale of the operation was the first thing that struck me. It was practically an industrial village.
One of the first areas we toured was the milking shed. I thought the farmer would spend hours milking the cows by hand or with basic machines. Instead, it's all completely automated with robotic milkers. But it's not without its drawbacks. The farmer explained that while maintaining the traditional tractors is relatively easy, repairing the software for the robotic milkers is a major headache, often requiring expensive specialist technicians.
Next, we looked at animal nutrition, which is highly scientific nowadays. You'd assume they mostly just eat grass from the fields, but actually, a specific mineral supplement is added to their diet to keep them healthy. This additive is incredibly expensive and represents a huge portion of the farm's budget.
We then moved on to discuss the environmental impact of dairy farming. We often hear in the media about carbon emissions being the big issue for agriculture. In reality, managing the water pollution caused by farm waste is their most immediate daily struggle. They have to strictly control runoff to protect local rivers, which requires massive holding tanks and careful planning.
I also asked about job opportunities and the local rural economy. The manager said finding people to do heavy lifting or drive machinery isn't the problem anymore. Instead, hiring reliable veterinary experts to monitor herd health is a constant challenge, as fewer graduates want to live in such remote rural areas.
Financially, it's a very tough business. People constantly complain about rising supermarket prices for milk and cheese, yet the actual profit margin the farmer receives has been shrinking year on year. They are squeezed between high production costs and the low prices dictated by major retailers.
Because of these financial pressures, farmers have to make difficult choices about where to invest. They originally planned to build a new barn this year to house more cows. Instead, investing in a modern ventilation system took priority to keep the cows cool during the increasingly hot summer months.
This ties into consumer demands. Consumers are demanding more ethical practices. While organic milk is increasingly popular, the farmer noted that fulfilling strict welfare standards is what really drives up their daily operational costs. They have to provide more space, better bedding, and constant health checks.
Looking to the future, I figured extreme weather events like droughts would be their main worry regarding climate change. However, the farmer is most concerned about new disease threats that warmer temperatures might bring to the region, potentially exposing the herd to illnesses they've never faced before.
Overall, this trip completely changed my view of the agricultural sector. It's far more complex than I ever imagined. Next term, rather than visiting an arable farm as originally planned, we're going to focus on a processing plant to see what happens to the milk after it leaves the farm gates. Thanks for listening.